This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. And this time around, we want to give you some ideas about how to be better environmental stewards and become more actively engaged in understanding and working to protect our ecosystems. Our expert this week is Jason Frenzel, and Jason is Stewardship Coordinator for the Huron River Watershed Council and active with the Michigan Conservation Stewards Program. Jason, welcome back to WEMU.
Glad to be here.
Well, let's dive right in, because I think this is absolutely fascinating. When we talk about environmental issues on WEMU, we're always kind of talking at one another and to the community, but kind of around. And now we have an opportunity to discuss something that can bring us all together, if we so desire, and really get educated and really become more engaged in our environment. So what we're talking about is the Michigan Conservation Stewards Program. Tell me what that is exactly.
The Conservation Stewards Program is very much like the Master Gardeners Program. It's offered by the Michigan State University Extension Service. The Master Gardeners Program is just the same thing. It's a bunch of education over a few weeks, really empower people with a bunch of knowledge, cross-reference them against a bunch of local experts and organizations so people understand the landscape of the conservation community locally here in the greater Washtenaw area, and then offer them the opportunity to get more involved with any of those organizations as they see fit. So it's really a fast and dirty 6 weeks.
And it sounds like it takes a lot of groups and organizations from the community to actually get this and put this together.
Yeah, so the Extension Service has brought on board the knowledge base and all of the teaching points, but we bring lots of local experts in to actually teach the class, because that application to our local organizations here, all the parks that we have and the land conservancies that we have and all the preservation organizations, we're really strong here in Southeast Michigan, especially in Washtenaw County. And so bringing those partners together offers the community an amazing opportunity to learn from each other.
So let's talk subject matter. We're talking about 6 weeks worth of classes plus 2 Saturdays, a total of 8 events, correct?
Correct.
And what are the topics on which I'm going to be educated?
Yeah, so 40 hours of education. The first class is about conservation heritage and conservation history in Michigan and in the greater Washtenaw County area. So we learn who did what and where conservation has come from, because its current incarnation doesn't look anything like the past when you think about who preserved large, amazingly huge national parks and who set in place park systems and where conservation looked like and the good and bad that it has done over the history of our time.
This may sound like a silly question, but how important is it moving forward to understand our local environmental history, conservation efforts?
I think it's one of those things where learning from our past is really, really important. So we've had conservation efforts in the past that were really well-intentioned that we're actively fighting against now. So we talk a lot, and people on this show hear a lot about invasive species. Past conservation efforts 20, 40 years ago brought a lot of invasive species in because they thought, improve the fisheries.
Right.
Exactly. So learning from our past is really critical so that we're not making the same mistakes again. We move from that to our core knowledge will be about ecosystems. So land-based ecosystems, meaning prairies and fens and woodlands. And then aquatic ecosystems, wetlands and rivers and lakes. And so diving into, again, the 100, 200 level classes of those for just a few hours in an evening to learn all the basics about each of those ecosystem sets so that people understand what are the critical factors, how important are these different influences in the water world where I work with the Watershed Council. It's like, how important is phosphorus loading? How important is sedimentation? Well, you get all those basics really quick.
This is Issues of the Environment, and we continue on 89.1 WEMU with our guest, Jason Frenzel. Jason is Stewardship Coordinator for the Huron River Watershed Council, and we're talking about the Michigan Conservation Stewards Program. So now that we've discussed that, where do I go from there?
So in the class, we learn a bunch of education about these basic scenarios. And then in that same experience, we have these local presenters talking about their own background or their knowledge base. So the students get exposure to all these professionals in the local area, get to network into the organizations that are around, again, all the parks departments, the land conservancies, watershed councils,
right. To
be able to figure out the landscape. There's so much going on here with all those different departments and organizations and big and small government and for-profit and non-for-profit, being able to understand all those basics is really important. And I've seen that in my past where people they start to get involved because they have one specific issue or thing that they're really interested in. And then they learn there's just thousands and thousands of things happening all the time. And
much of which is really connected.
Yeah, exactly. It's very connected. But it's overwhelming also. So having it laid out in a systematic way helps people then get out into the community to volunteer for some of those organizations as they see fit.
Last time this particular program was offered in Washington Hall County, it was 2010. Quite a few people signed up, took the classes. Do you still run into those people? Is it something people are really taking to heart and continuing to participate and work actively in the environment?
Oh, absolutely. And so I worked for the City of Ann Arbor's Natural Areas Program when this program was offered in 2009, 2010. And all those volunteers got just so much more able, so much more quickly. They did all sorts of amazing things for those non-for-profits and governmental agencies. And now I'm working side by side with them as peers. So one of them is on the planning team for this year's Conservation Stewards Program, and Sean Severance works for the Washtenaw County right. Parks. A good friend of mine now runs a private consulting firm doing ecological restoration work, and he was a graduate of the program just a few years ago. So, yeah, people definitely
took
go
the
on
program
to,
and changed his career.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a pretty impressive statement to make, and a big difference. So, in the end, how many people are allowed to take this class? Is it open-ended?
We're hoping to keep it around 30 because we feel like that's a really strong interaction. Everybody can learn from each other specifically within the class. We have created a model where in future years we can escalate that number, but we didn't want to get ahead of ourselves because we're using a different leadership model this year. So we want to make sure that we keep it manageable. So 30 would be really happy. And in the past, that's about what we had and with great success.
Again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, sitting with Jason Frenzel. Jason is Stewardship Coordinator for the Huron River Watershed Council. Now, I mentioned a little earlier that in addition to the classwork, there are a couple of field activities.
Yep.
What am I going to experience with that?
Right. So there's a lot that one can learn. Either we do some online learning and some in-class learning with PowerPoints, but there's nothing like getting out there and touching the plants and looking at a hole in the ground where a fox came out of, and, those things are just, they're so much more impressive to the learning process for most people. And we're talking about ecosystem services here. We're talking about what does the water look like and why is it valuable and how do we improve this ecosystem or remove these invasive plants? So getting out there and touching them is nearly critical. So we'll be out at a few different sites on two different Saturdays. Again, one Saturday will be for terrestrial ecosystems and the other one will be for aquatic ecosystems. Don't have to get wet necessarily, but, the opportunity will be there.
What's the end game for this program? I mean, what do we really hope to gain as a community from offering this program?
Right. So from the 10,000-foot view level, I think the Extension Service was really thinking, like the Master Gardeners, empower the community to do more things that are really, really important. And locally, for my organization and for my peer organizations, the parks and whatnot, folks, the volunteers are stronger, more able, more articulate. Board members have a greater vista of understanding when they are making decisions for an organization. So we're empowering people to make good decisions, to get more involved, and not just rely on the officials or, the agency representatives to direct things. By empowering the community, everybody increases their ability.
Well, with only 30 slots available, how can people call and call quickly so they can take one of those slots before they fill up?
Well, there's one of those 500-character websites that you can type in, or you can just Google Michigan Conservation Stewards Program.
And that's probably the best way to sign up. Is there a cost involved, I assume?
There is. It's not a cheap program, but there are scholarships available.
Excellent. So check it out. It sounds like it's a program that is worthwhile and may very well, as it has done for others, change the direction in which you take your life. Thank you very much, Jason.
Thanks, David.
That is Jason Frenzel. Jason is Stewardship Coordinator for the Huron River Watershed Council. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard as part of Morning Edition each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.